Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Dead in hip hop. Single Sunday, Elton John, Young Thug, and Nicki Minaj, Always Love You. I don't think I should have to go into an intro on any one of these artists. These are major heavy hitting artists, okay? And honestly, three of the most eclectic artists in music history. So you put them on a song together, and you get something that you don't think you're going to get. But it sounded way better than I thought it would.
Man, yeah, because when it started, I was like, oh, boy, I don't know what this is going to sound like.
Yeah, but Young Thug did his thing. Young Thug is, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he's doing something different.
Hey, I think he's well, we talked about one time, Kevin was here. You can hear him a little bit more clearly now.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. And then, you know, you got Elton John on the vocals and Nicki did what Nicki does. I think Nicki, look, let's be honest. She may not be everybody's cup of tea, but she is fairly consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you listen to a Nicki Minaj project or feature and you pretty much know what you're going to get. She's rarely a slouch on the mic. She just may not, again, be your cup of tea in terms of content and things of that nature. But it worked on this. All three of their eclecticness shined a different way, and it worked. Like, nobody necessarily outshined the other. I did have my favorites. To me, Young Thug was a slight standout here. Elton John felt like this was his wheelhouse. He was the most comfortable, and Nicki just felt like an add-on. I think the Young Thug Elton John vibe was like, in all honesty, it's almost like they came out with an EP. It might be really fucking dope.
Yeah.
You know, because Nicki, I know she tries hard to not be a one-trick pony, but she kind of is. Like, you know her for her over-the-top eclecticness on her verses. And she didn't go too over-the-top, but she went enough to match what was happening here. But, man, like, Elton John and Young Thug, I may need a project.
Yeah. So this whole thing, like, okay, so how we got here is that we were gonna do some other stuff, and as you know, we were preparing for that. When I was waiting for FIFO to get here, I looked and just to see what was new out. I said, Elton John, Young Thug, and Nicki Minaj. Okay, I gotta hear this. Cause I fucks with Elton John. And he has one of my favorite songs with they did some Luther Vandross, and it's fucking incredible to me. He sang the shit out of that. With that white pop soul. But so these are part of, while we listen to it, I looked it up, part of the lockdown session. Some of this stuff he recorded, during last year, during COVID. So the thing about Young Thug, because when it first came out, I was like, okay, this is very poppy, very Elton John-ish. And then it kind of went to that hip-hop shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Because Elton John's 74. Like, what the fuck are you doing with Young Thug and goddamn Nicki Minaj? But apparently it seems like he's tapped in. And you know, so on Apple Music they got like a brief bio of the song, and he said that Young Thug came over and he asked Young Thug, he was like, what do I call you, Thug, Young Thug, Mr. Thug? He was like, nah, just call me Jeffrey. So he said he was very humble and sweet and even asked his advice. And and apparently Young Thug sang in the choir. He told him to sing a little bit more and use more melody as well in rapping, because he said he does that brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, John be listening to Young Thug like that? I said, okay. But he said he freestyled that all the way. Yeah, man. Yo, I've been on Thug for a minute, bro. Like, before he even, like, became this guy, because he was always interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I think somehow I was talking to Yo about him, like, early on. And, you know, Young Thug hanging in there, man. But, yeah, I think he's, like, he's even starting to break Mike down. You know, even Mike's starting to, you know, become interested. But he's always been an interesting character to me. But, yes, you are right. He's doing some things that are different that he hadn't done before. And yeah, I actually thought the song worked overall, you know, as a standalone record. So I'll probably at some point listen to the rest of these joints, because he has one, I think, on here with Stevie Wonder called Finish Line. Yeah. So I'll check that out. But overall, not bad. I think, just when I say not bad, because you look at the pairing, you'd be like, yeah, I don't know how this is going to work. And it actually did work.
It worked.
So everybody may not like it, but if I can just strip away all that and just constructively look at it, I think it worked. So often will I listen to it? Probably not. But just out of curiosity, he managed to pull it off. So Elton fucking John.
That's what's up. Who would've thunk it? Yeah, but y'all already know how we does. Every Sunday we give you a single. Monday through Saturday, we give you a full project. So we'll see you next Sunday with another single. We out. Peace.
Peace.